radio set is tuned to the transmitters of WABC FM. WABC officially closed down at 4 o'clock this afternoon. However, there appears to be now confusion as to whether or not the stations will or will not stay on the air. Briefly, a High Court action was brought against the Irish government by Mr. Raymond Cook, the owner of Radio Dublin. He was granted leave to appeal against the legislation for various reasons, and it is reported that he won the appeal, and that effectively the 1988 radio legislation has now been put on ice, so to speak. Now, the situation is still very unclear. WABC is not sure whether or not it should return to the airwaves. We have been, for the last several hours, and will be for the foreseeable next few hours, trying to gain more solid information. Radio North and WCR have both announced that they are staying on the air. WABC is not sure of the situation. When we have more information, we will broadcast a further announcement. In the meantime, keep checking this frequency for more information on whether or not your favourite radio station will be returning to the airwaves. You're with WABC FM. Sets tuned to the transmitters of WABC FM. This radio station officially closed down at 4 o'clock this afternoon. However, there have been some developments. Mr. Raymond Cook, the owner of Radio Dublin in Dublin, made an application to the High Court in Dublin this afternoon against the 1988 radio legislation and was granted leave to appeal against any decision. Appeal he did, and it is reported that Mr. Cook won the appeal, which effectively, by all reports, puts the 1988 radio legislation on ice. Radio North and WCR have both announced that they're staying on the air. Here at WABC, we're not sure whether or not we're going to return to the air. We've been trying for several hours to gain more information. However, we will leave our transmitters switched on. And when we find more information, we will make further announcements. So WABC may be returning to the airwaves with normal programs. Keep checking this frequency for more information on the present situation. Transmitters of WABC FM, broadcasting to the northwest of Ireland. This radio station officially closed down at 4 o'clock this afternoon. But, however, there have been some legal developments as the afternoon wore on. A Mr. Eamon Cook, the owner of Radio Dublin in Dublin, made an application this afternoon to the High Court against the 1988 radio legislation and was granted leave to appeal against the legislation. Appeal he did, and he won the case. Now, from all reports, this would appear to put the radio legislation on ice, render it ineffective, so to speak, until a further decision is reached by the court, which could take a couple of months or so. Radio North and WCR have both announced that they're staying on the air. However, here at WABC, we need more information, which we have been trying to get over the last hours, and will continue to attempt to get. It may be that WABC will return to the airwaves. Please don't telephone the station for more information. As soon as we have more information, we will make a further announcement. Keep checking this frequency. This is WABC FM. This is WABC FM. This radio station officially closed down at 4 o'clock this afternoon. However, since then, there have been some legal developments in Dublin. Mr. Eamon Cook, the owner of Radio Dublin, went to the High Court to lodge an appeal against the radio legislation. He was granted leave to appeal against it, and he did appeal, and it seems that he won the appeal. Now, it would seem that this winning of the appeal puts the radio legislation on ice, renders it somewhat inoperative. Radio North and WCR have both announced that they're staying on the air. However, we are trying to find out more information on exactly what the result of the court case means. It could mean that WABC will be returning to the airwaves, but we are not sure. We have been trying for several hours now to gain more solid information. And we will continue to try. Please don't ring the radio station to try and find out information. If you have any information, you can telephone us. But failing that, keep listening and checking this frequency. We will be broadcasting further announcements as we have more information. You're listening to the transmitters of WABC FM, which will stay on until we know for certain what's happening. Radio sets tuned to the transmitters of WABC FM. This radio station officially closed down at 4 o'clock this afternoon. However, there have been some legal developments. A gentleman by the name of Eamon Cook, who is the owner of Radio Dublin, made an application to the High Court this afternoon against the 1988 radio legislation. Mr. Cook was granted leave to appeal against the legislation, and he appealed and he won. Now, from some reports, it would appear that this could mean that the independent radio stations can stay on the air pending the outcome of another High Court case, which could be a couple of months Who knows? We've been trying to find out more information. Please don't telephone the radio station asking for more information. The situation at present is that we are still trying to find out exactly what today's decision means. As and when we have more information, we will broadcast further announcements. However, if you do have any information of your own for us, please feel free to telephone us. In the meantime, these transmitters will stay switched on until we know for certain what exactly is happening. Stay tuned to WABC. Listening to the radio transmitters of WABC FM, which closed down officially this afternoon at 4 o'clock. However, this afternoon there have been legal moves in the High Court against the radio legislation. NWCR and Radio North have both announced that they're staying on the air. WABC needs more information. And as soon as we get it, we'll be broadcasting further announcements. It could be that WABC will be returning to your airwaves. Stay tuned to these transmitters. We'll broadcast more information as soon as we have it.